Get Up with Josiah and Herbie. The Hit Breakfast Show. On Hit 96.9.
All right, let's wrap this up. I need to pop this pimple on my forehead.
We've had a third co-host for the whole week now.
He didn't get mentioned on today's show. He did yesterday. I've got a little story about him tomorrow, so we'll wait for tomorrow's catch-up. However, how do you do a show staring at this all morning?
I'm just looking at it now. It's like, I don't even know if tomorrow, if it's going to still be there tomorrow, it's going to be your whole head.
I was wondering why you were cross-eyed all morning. It's because you're like, both your eyes are like, because it's in the middle of my
it's
two
really
eyes.
It's really big.
Yeah, it's not white yet, though.
It's huge.
Do you know normally I attack them and pop them pre just to get rid of them? But because we're meant to be in isolation, I'm not seeing anyone, so I don't care.
I credit you for not touching it, but gosh, how you haven't, I don't know, because it is huge.
You're literally the only person I see at the moment. My roommate, Morgan, I don't care what she thinks either. So anyway.
It's sort of a bit creepy, which is what we did speak about today. Creepy haunted dolls.
Oh, hang on a sec. My pimple is not haunted and it is not creepy. It's just disgusting.
I just sleep next to you and I woke up and saw that.
Well, you did this morning.
But it was a big show. We got into the discussion of trolleys in self-serves. Oh, that angers some people. And dating disasters.
Yeah, also what an American dude's trying to pick up Aussie women. We go through those details. A couple of facts were back. Plus, we name our new country. Yeah, that's right. Australia's dividing in two. We're going to form our own country over here on the east. We name it. All you West Coast listeners, get stuffed.
Bye-bye.
See you later. Well, thanks for downloading, and we'll talk to you tomorrow with another update on my pimple.
Get Up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
You know what, Herbs? I love love.
Oh, we're a loving show here.
I'm all about love. There's not enough love in this world.
There isn't.
I don't reckon there's anything more loving than when you meet someone on Tinder.
Oh, yeah. You reckon? More loving?
Well, you find people in many different ways. Never been on Tinder myself. However, many
people...
You're
on other apps. I can tell everyone that.
Instagram, look out for your DMs. There's a lovely couple named Samara and Charles. They're from Newcastle, just north of Sydney.
Aussies.
In New South Wales. They recently met on Tinder during, obviously, coronavirus, this pandemic. So they knew they couldn't meet up in public. They couldn't go to a bar for a drink. So because everything's shut, Charles says he invited Samara over to his house just to hang out.
Yep.
Good on him. That's how you date in isolation, doing the right thing. The date was going so well and they really vibed off each other. They thought, you know what? Time for a kiss.
Seal it with a kiss. Oh, that's a good date because sometimes people won't do that on a first date.
Now, no dramas at all, but Charles, just before she came over, was a bit hungry, so he ate a peanut butter sandwich.
He's peckish.
Which is delicious, by the way.
Oh, it's an oldie, but it's a goodie.
Pretty underrated as well, the peanut butter. Not enough people get around it.
My brother used to do peanut butter and Vegemite.
Unfortunately for people like Samara, though, she can't have them because she's got a severe peanut allergy.
I mean, lucky he ate it beforehand then.
Mid kiss, her whole face starts tingling. Her mouth starts blowing up like a goldfish.
Oh.
She ends up in the emergency room at 5 a.m.
Oh, that's a terrible date. That is a terrible date.
She goes, "Did you eat any peanuts by any chance? My face feels like it's on fire." He goes, "Yeah, I did." She pulls out the EpiPen. On the first date, he's had to stick it in her thigh. My sister has one because she's allergic to peanuts as well. Thank goodness this didn't happen to her. And like he said, they ended up in the emergency room till 5:30 a.m. They documented the whole thing on TikTok, and it obviously went viral over the last couple of days. Both Samara and Charles have said they'll definitely be going on another date, and they might even do a follow-up on TikTok as well. I love love.
I'd love to tell you that that's the only story that you'll read of that occasion, but it's not. This happened to my girlfriend. This happened to her, and this was when we were probably, I think, 19 years of age. She brought a fella home, and they were getting a little bit frisky, and she had a reaction because he too had been eating a peanut butter biscuit. So on his fingers and his mouth was peanuts.
You just put the EpiPen right into this thigh here and take me to the emergency room ASAP.
It was not good. Yeah, she was having a bit of a reaction. It was a dating disaster, which I think we've all had those, but not that kind of dating disaster, that's for sure.
I feel like your friend and this girl need to have on there, and my sister's got a relationship, but anyone that's single that has a peanut allergy, maybe put that in your bio.
Yeah, really let people know. Have you ever had any bad dating disasters or are you a smooth criminal?
I'm a bit of a smooth criminal. A good mate of mine dated a girl, Sam, well, we went on a first date and she asked him, well, they were sitting there, it was all going well. She was so precious though, and he doesn't like precious girls. They went and had a burger. I think they were just at Macca's. Like, yeah. They were like 18 at the time. And he's smashing down this burger and he's watching her. She gets out a fork and knife and starts trying to cut it.
No.
And he goes, you know what? I'm not feeling you. I don't like the way you're eating that burger. He was a bit of a, you know, D-I-C-K at the time, and he drops $50 on the table, goes, here's for dinner, and walks out.
I mean, at least she knows how he feels, I guess. Yeah. And just eat a burger next time, love.
At least he didn't lead her on.
Yeah, he paid for it as well.
Dating disasters, 13, 12, 16 is our number. Do you have one? Has something happened to you when you first met someone? Kat, give us a call. Have you got one?
Oh, yeah. I went out with a guy once, and I think when I got back to his place, he was really particular about things, and cleanliness being one. He'd had his carpet steam cleaned, and I had to put my shoes in a particular area. Anyway, the date went on, and we were having some red wine. I knocked the bottle of, the glass over, and he ordered me out of the house.
I mean, Kat, the first warning sign should have been when he made you put your shoes in an orderly fashion in the corner.
Yeah, it was a bit of a fruit loop, actually. But, yeah, so I was standing out in Turak Road in the middle and thinking, oh, God, I've got to get home. he was a right piece of work.
He's literally chosen carpet over love, over a good time.
Yeah, pretty much.
Joshy is in Shepparton this morning. Have you got a dating disaster story, mate?
Yeah, I do. So mine's not quite a date. It was a chick that I was picking up at a bar just with some of the boys on a night out. So we were just doing like a crazy weekend in Melbourne. And there were these group of sort of like Norwegian, Swedish kind of girls. And one of them had a shark tattoo. And I said to the boys, I thought of what an amazing pickup line would be. So when we started chatting and everything, I told her that I did chartered sort of fishing trips, did shark dives and cages and everything like that. All of it worked amazing. Literally all of it worked amazing. We even hooked up, and then it was pretty much a done deal until one of her friends got there and said, what's the name of your business? And then I was just gone. Made up a name. She looked online, couldn't find it. And yeah, I lost the girl.
I mean, that is a disaster, isn't it? Bet you haven't tried that pickup line on any other girls, Joshy?
Oh, mate, back then, that's just what the boys and I did all the time. Success rate wasn't that great, but yeah.
Are you single now?
I am still single, probably because I try these lame pickup lines.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Yesterday, though, you weren't happy with Coles regarding their shopping bags, but we're leaving that in the past. That's yesterday's news, because today we're onto something new with supermarkets, and that is trolleys. Because I normally do my shopping in Maroopna. It's where I live, so that's where the shops are. So go to Aldi there or the Woolworths, and no problems. But yesterday I was out going to Big W getting some photos printed at Marketplace, my first time there. Lots of shops. Lots of shops, isn't it? I've heard you say it, but I've never been because you're not supposed to go out.
Good little boosters in there, nice sushi at the front.
I was like, wow, that's a whole new place. I've got to get out more. Anyway, on my way back, I popped into the Woolworths because I like kill two birds with one stone. And so walked into the Woolies there, got what I needed, and then proceeded to line up in the self-serve line, which was already quite decent, and we're all social distancing. But then I realised I was waiting a long time, and I looked behind me, and the line for it is sort of in front of the confectionery aisle, and that line behind me was going right down to the other end. It was so long because there was two people in the self-serve with a full, like, week's worth load of groceries in a trolley.
Yeah, they're the same people that deserve to go to hell.
See, I don't think you should be putting a trolley through self-serve, unless it's one of those, you know, the half trolleys that you might have eggs in because you're not as good at balancing with your shopping basket, so you've only got a few items. It really should be like a 12 items and less situation, for me at least.
Yeah, it should be a blanket rule. Trolleys, I morally, the rule, in my eyes, is trolleys through with one of the people to help you out, scan them through. And if you got a basket, I don't care about how many items, but if you got a basket load, that's right. I always take my big basket for yourself.
Not six baskets.
But not a full trolley's load. You're just asking for every... Oh, you're there for 20 minutes.
Literally.
Scanning, packing.
And that's what we're doing. We were waiting and waiting to the point I was like, I've got to go. I'd be better off going to one of the actual checkout aisles where they're serving you, because this is just not quick at all.
I mean, in their defence, if there's no rule on it, they're doing nothing wrong.
I know, but see... At Maroopna, where I am, there is at the moment a sign up saying no trolleys through the self-serve at this stage during the COVID pandemic at the moment. And it makes sense because they are trying to clean everything after you use it. But I just think maybe there should be a blanket rule that we should now put a little sign up at every supermarket saying no trolleys through self-serve.
Or you get a little bit more aggressive and you put a sign at the front, because you can't, if they don't actually put that as a rule, you just put a sign like you see on people's front doors, or like a bumper sticker on the back of cars saying you're a douchebag if you do.
Trolley start getting number plates.
Not saying you can't, I'm just saying you're a tosser if you
do. No one will like if you do. Now, we have got a poll going at our HIT Instagram, at HITGV, and this is where you can put your vote if you think trolleys should go through self-serves or if they shouldn't. I'll let you know where it stands at the moment, but we'll touch on it just before we finish the show this morning. So as it stands, should trolleys be allowed in self-serve checkouts? 56% of people say yes.
Oh, wow. So they're in the majority.
To 44% of people saying no, which I'm surprised by that. I thought people would rather not have those big trolleys and week loads of groceries in the self-serve.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On HIT 96.9.
Amy Schumer. She's a funny, funny lady, and recently she did have a baby, and she's taken to Instagram to share what she's gifted her little baby. And I tell you what, it's interesting. So first off, if you've been following Amy's journey, she called her kid a name and then they renamed the kid.
Why is that? They didn't like the first name.
Because the first name was Jean Attel Fisher, and so people put it together and it was genital.
Oh, surely she knew that.
She didn't.
Nah.
She didn't. Her mum told her.
As if.
Her mum told her.
That's a lie, because I reckon every single parent knows when you get a kid, before you have it, you go through every single possible nickname that good kid could have growing up.
It's a middle name, though, so it's not like that. So the middle name now has changed to David. But it was Attel.
My a friend of mine's brother, his name is Phil, middle name Mike, and his surname's Hubbard. Phil McCubbard.
Oh.
No worries, mate. I'd love to feel it.
I love a good name like that. But anyway, she has taken to Instagram, and while she's been speaking about her beautiful boy, Jean, she mentioned that she's now passed down one of her lovely toys, which a few of her fans already knew about this toy, because she introduced this toy back in 2016 when she was on Jimmy Fallon, and it's her doll named Pokey. Now, if you want to check out Amy's doll named Pokey, you can go to our Instagram at HITGV.
Oh, wow. Look at that thing.
It's not your usual doll. It's got sort of panda eyes. It's just, dare I say, just real spooky looking.
It looks like Mickey Mouse got the devil inside of him.
It's like the photo she has uploaded to her socials is of her smiling in bed with Pokey next to her.
You're not sleeping with Pokey.
If Pokey was next to me, I'm having nightmares.
If Pokey's next to me, my whole house is on fire. I'm setting the whole thing alight.
But I love that she loves Pokey so much. And I feel for her kid, Jean, now, because poor Jean has been gifted Pokey, which I don't think is fair on the kid. I mean, you had Pokey, it was yours. Don't force it onto your kid.
That's not like a gift. You cannot call that a gift. That is just, it's like
a hate present.
Literally, you're like passing the devil onto someone. Don't do it.
And while I was reading this, I was sort of judging Amy for what she's done to her poor son. But then I realised that my grandma's done this to me. So it must have been around probably 10 years ago now. I was visiting my grandma, and then she goes, oh, I've got something for you. I said, got excited, like, yay, your grandparents always give you gifts. I love this.
How much money is it?
She went to a room, came back, and handed me this doll, and I screamed. I was like, whoa, what's that? Because it's creepy as. She was gifted it from her mum, who was gifted it from her mum. So it's my great-great-grandma's doll. And it's just made its way down to me because I'm the only girl in my family.
Well, it's a beautiful gesture, so I'm not taking that away from him.
It's creepy.
It's got that much history, but you've just chucked up a zoomed-in photo on its face at HIT GV. I reckon yours is worse than Amy Schumer's doll. That thing, like her face looks like it's peeling.
It is peeling. It's terrifying that I have this doll. As soon as I got it, I came home, I gave it to Mum. I said, Mum, lock it up. I don't need that near me.
You know when you sleep at night, that thing comes alive. Like, I don't care what you say, that thing stares at you.
That thing's walking around the room.
When you hear noises under your bed, it's that doll under your bed.
I've never named it because I don't believe it deserves a name, because if I do that, then maybe that is its key for coming alive at night. But it has got me thinking, if Amy's got a creepy doll, I've got a creepy doll, what creepy item do you have in your house?
Yeah, my family aren't about this stuff at all.
Chuck it straight out?
Nah, we don't have anything. Anything that even half looks like. I had toy cute little monkeys, nothing else.
Nah. Get rid of them.
Nah, they're good. No, they're cute to me anyway. 13, 12, 16, many people do have. Do you have a creepy clown collection?
Oh, imagine a clown doll.
Oh.
No, thank you.
Megan from Shepparton's give us a call. Do you?
So my dad, actually, he's a builder. He found a Ouija board under a house and he brought it back to our house. And it lives in our garage. And I can't be in the house alone. Like, there's a bad juju about it.
Did you ever use the Ouija board or was it straight to under the house?
Oh, no. Like, he literally brought it home and put it in the garage as, like, like a piece of art. It's, like, a really old school, like, old wooden painted, like, and sometimes our garage light turns on and off by itself. Like, it's freaky.
Yeah, you don't mess with that stuff. Why don't you just get it one day, take it in the car, go burn it somewhere, get rid of it.
I'm not going to... No, I cannot touch it. There's some spirits trapped in there and I just need to move out.
I love that your dad found it and he's just pulled a castle and gone, well, straight to the pool room.
Yeah. No, literally. Yeah, classic dads. They find it, it's free, we're keeping it.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
An American named Andrew Klinkhammer. What a surname, Klinkhammer.
The Klink.
The Klinker.
Get in the Klink, mate.
Hammerhead. Oh, there's so much around Klinkhammer. Love your name, Andrew. He's 24 years old and he lives in America. And recently he went on a bit of a search to try and find himself a lovely lady.
I reckon with the surname Klinkhammer, it's safe to say he still lives with his parents.
Do you know what? He actually doesn't, because he's does his own YouTube channel and he's at his own house.
You reckon, though?
Well, he's got his housemates and stuff that aren't his parents.
Yeah, I reckon it's his dad. Force.
It's a scam.
he's stitching us all up.
Well, Mr. Klink himself, he went on a search to find a lovely lady, but he was quite specific about the lady he wanted. He wanted an Australian lady. Now, that's okay. Everyone has their tastes, their preferences of what they like. But the way he went about finding his lovely lady is what got himself in a bit of trouble. He got ridiculed online, should I say, because we know a lot of people take to dating apps these days. Not Mr. Klinkhammer. He's smarter than that. He took to Facebook and he joined a Facebook group called Australians in LA, because himself has just moved to Los Angeles. So
smart.
He thought, if they're there, I'm here. Why not?
Well, we have a G'day LA party once every year. Massive event, mm-hmm. which pretty well all our celebrities go to.
Exactly. So a lot of Australians do live in LA, and that's who Andrew is trying to find. So he wrote on the Facebook group, please direct message me if you'd like to have a chat, want to help me in my quest. I'm a single 24-year-old American guy who recently moved here. I'm currently on a quest to meet some Australian friends, especially Australian women. Now, he didn't realise that Aussie women are different to American women, and he got absolutely ridiculed online. The response is just, mate, mate, mate. Posting this to a group of Aussies was the only going to end in a bad way. Is there a US version of Crime Stoppers? If so, warn them now. This ain't Tinder, mate. People just kept going to the point that this has now gone viral and he's just thought, I'm never going to meet anyone. Some people tagged Australian girls on the post and he added them on Facebook.
Good boy.
Got declined. So it's just really hasn't worked in Mr. Klinkhammer's favour.
I get why he's done it, though, because Aussie girls do have a really good rep in America. My best mate Liam's been living there for about 8 years now. And speaking to him, he's like, mate, American girls just aren't the same. Aussie girls, just that girl next door type vibe, they're just so much more realistic than American girls.
Which is why I need to move there.
Yeah, yeah. Go find yourself an American dude.
But I thought, you like to help a brother out. And maybe you could help out Mr. Klinkhammer or people across the Goulburn Valley who are in a similar situation and struggling at trying to pursue a lady, because you're quite good when it comes to dating and your experiences with females throughout your 30 years of living.
Yeah, that would explain why I'm single. Because I'm so good at it. Always a couple of tips I've always been told is always walk into a room smiling.
Yes, that's a good one. Which I've told you, I love to see a man that's smiling and see their teeth.
Not to mention it shows that you're happy and you're together and you're content with life. Because you see some dudes walk in like they're too cool. Nah, lose that.
Macho. Nah, drop that. Okay.
Girls want to see smile. You agree with that one?
I agree with that one. Klinkhammer will be happy with that.
Klinky, hope you're taking notes. Shirts off?
I mean, for you, I guess it's working. This is why we don't date.
I mean, I'm well known for it. Take the rig off, mate. Go for a walk down Santa Monica Boulevard in LA there and see. Work your magic, Klinky.
Okay. Shirt off, Klinky.
Stay offline.
Stay offline.
Yeah, go do it. That's not my third tip. I'm throwing that one in there. The last one is, mate, get off Facebook. And I've said this on the show before. The best dating app in the world isn't a dating app. It's Instagram. Forget posting on Facebook. Forget Tinder, Bumble, all these other things, mate. Just go and follow chicks on Instagram and send them a DM. Hey, how are you? You know, it's so unassuming, and because it's not a dating app, it's not seen, it's not frowned upon.
How has your DMs been going lately?
Yeah, they're really quiet.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie
on Hit 96.9.
A lot of people are wearing face masks at the moment, and we have spoken about this on the show that we are the home of face masks in Australia, in Lemnos. That's where we're creating, how many was it again? It was thousands.
I think it's a million a week.
That's a lot.
I think he said in the end at MegCon there.
Just think of a big number and times that by 10. That's how many face masks.
10 billion a day.
We are making. And I know some people are against them, but look, if you are wearing them, they can prevent you in certain situations, and not just from getting COVID-19, which is why they've become a bit of a thing at the moment, but also just for general health. I mean, there's other sicknesses floating around at the moment, so you can protect yourself that way.
I was listening to a podcast on the weekend, and they're saying one of the reasons why Japan contained it quite well is they always, have you ever been to Japan?
No.
I've been through the airport a couple of times. I stayed a night there. Everyone wears masks and gloves, which you see in movies and stuff as well anyway. And so they're already used to that cleanliness, and they're saying moving forward, the rest of the world should do that if you're sick.
Exactly. Now, America, they are a lot worse off than us at the moment, and so they have been smashing the face masks. They have been getting told to wear them. There's not even enough face masks to go around. There's been celebs in protesting saying we need more face masks. People shouldn't be sharing these. And one thrifty small business owner, she has done just that. She's listened to the celebs and gone, I'm going to help here. But not just by creating a face mask. She's created a face mask that I want, and I believe you would want too. So she's thought, what's going on at the moment? Okay, there's a pandemic, but what are people doing? Well, a lot of people are at home isolating, and while they're at home, they're consuming a little bit more alcohol.
Good point.
Facts have come out of Australia as well saying that we are doing that here too. So she's gone, well, if you're wearing a face mask, it can make it hard to actually drink. So her face mask that she's created allows you to have a straw through it, and so you can sip your cocktails. This is what they are. I'll show you.
They look ridiculous.
I'll put them up on our Instagram at HitGV.
They're quite trendy as well, aren't they? Yeah.
They're very fashionable. I mean, it's got a designer, gorgeous pattern on it. And then people will say, but if you open it, doesn't that allow any kind of disease to make its way in? No. The way she's done it is like there's something underneath the bit which we can't see that protects it. So you just put the straw in and you're sipping your cocktails while keeping yourself clean.
She thought a little bit through. However, this is what's stupid about the idea. You only need to wear these face masks in public. I presume you're not walking down the street drinking cocktails. So you're going to Coles while sipping on a cocktail. So why can't you just take your face mask off at home and drink your cocktail like that?
I'm not opposed to drinking a cocktail while going for a shop.
Or going for a walk.
So I think this is maybe the way of the future.
Imagine that. You're walking through Maroopna. There's Herbie with the dog again.
And her espresso martini.
She's got a mojito in her hand. What have you got today, Herbs?
It's happy hour somewhere.
On the Margies. It's my fifth for the morning.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
There have been calls for our country to be split in two. Business leaders are saying that there could be an agreement between the Northern Territory, South Australia and WA because of their low corona stats, which sees them break away and open up the borders between each other.
Do you know what? I'm not opposed to this for them. If I was in South Australia, the Northern Territory or WA, I'd understand because they have got lower numbers. They've been doing very well compared to Victoria and New South Wales especially, where we have got high numbers of cases. But we're one. Why would we split?
That's the thing. We're one nation. Local communities could benefit from working together and they could start tourism within those states. Travelling within the borders is the reason why they're saying it could boost the economy for those three states. What about the rest of us, guys?
Exactly. And do they not think if they're going to cut us off, well, we'll cut them off from us?
Yeah. You know,
if we're going to be playing lots of sport on this side of the country, I'm sorry. You ain't coming over here. Already Adelaide and Port Adelaide are stressed about what they're going to do in terms of playing AFL. Well, at this stage, if you do this, we're not going to invite you over.
Hey, WA, SA and Northern Territory, if you're listening, get stuffed if you want our money. Come to Scott Morrison or you can come to Dan Andrews or whoever you want. You're not getting our money, that's for sure.
No, not at all.
I thought, all right, let's play their game and we do break away and form our own country. So it would be Queensland, New South Wales, Victoria, Tasmania and the Australian Capital Territory forming our own country. Forget about the other three. We don't need to name their country. I thought right now, if this actually ends up happening, let's form our very own country. And what do we name it? Do we stick to Australia or do we come up with something a bit more creative?
No, we be creative here because Australia was when we were all together. But they've created this war and now we're no longer together. So we've got to go on our own legs.
Well, this happened in Papua New Guinea. That's why they're New Guinea. Yeah. So what do we do, like Papua New Australia? Except instead of Papua, it's Papa, like Papa. Dad.
Papa. I mean, that works. You could just could keep it simple and just go with God's country because we know we're the best.
How good would that be?
They can't fight with that, can they?
What about the rest of the world? Where are you off to? Oh, just God's. Over to God's country.
How good's that?
Not to mention the East Coast is way better than the West Coast. You could get like a bit of each state's name, like Q South Toria. Do you like that?
Q South Toria. That's got a nice ring to it. I'm not against it. I actually put that on the list. I thought seeing we will be the right side of what was formerly known as Australia. We go with right, but Germans say it a lot better. Recht.
Recht.
We are country wrecked.
We're calling it an Aussie country, though.
Yeah, but do you know what?
German word.
We're actually right, but it's, you know, why not?
I think you're onto something there, and because I like where your brain's going, the right-hand side, well, we were formerly Australia, so why don't we just take the second part of the word Australia, the right-hand side of it, and call ourselves Railia.
Railia. Railia.
Let's get Railia'd.
Welcome to Railia.
Do you like it?
I like Railia.
Eastern Railia.
I'd love to be the Prime Minister of Railia.
And you know what? We could celebrate our independence by getting Railia'd.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Pods, the delicious snack that you can get in the confectionery aisle. They've been around for a while now. I love them. Haven't had them in a long time. But they're on my mind because my housemate Dee this week, she made a cake and on top of the cake, she put pods.
Yum.
And they were the Mars pods. And then we started having the discussion about pods and the flavours, which one you like. And I chucked out that I liked Twix.
Are they that big of a thing? Like, I don't
they're pretty
often...
big. I mean, if you want a treat, they're not bad.
I prefer a block of chocolate. Just give me either the chocolate. What's the stuff on the outside or
it's
the...
like a wafer.
Yeah, one or the other. Don't mix them.
No, they're good. You're not going
to
knock them.
I'm not saying no.
Yeah, about to say. Don't say no, but you've got a preference in terms of what
exactly,
you go for.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, some people go for pods. And for myself, some days I want a bit of a biscuit and a chocolate together. And so when we're having the discussion and I said Twix and Dee said Mars, then it came on to, well, what's the real difference between them? Because it goes biscuit, caramel, chocolate. There's
good
no difference
point.
Between them.
I mean, they're different flavours, aren't they?
Well, they say that. This is what they say, because then obviously I jumped onto Mr. Dr. Google, and he was letting me know that supposedly in the factory
factory.
Factory. that they're made in, the caramels are different. So Twix's caramel is different to a Mars's caramel.
100%. If you eat a Mars bar and a Twix bar, regardless of pods right now, they taste a little bit different.
Which I agree. On the bars they are. Pods... no difference. And so I thought that it would be great if we investigated this morning. And so I went to Woolies. I went out in the marketplace because I was at Big W. So I went to the Woolworths there and there was only Mars. So I thought, look, I'll buy it here and then I'll go to another one because maybe they're out. There was Snickers flavour and S'mores flavour. No, they're not out. I went to another Woolworths. There's none there. I went to a Servo. There's none there. I went to a Coles. There's none there. Twix has disappeared off the shelves. I went online and Googled Twix Pods. Says it's available at Woolworths. You put in your postcode. In the Goulburn Valley, there's no such thing. They've disappeared.
Well, maybe they've just ended the...
But they haven't because they're online. Let's say they've discontinued it. Because this morning I was going to get you, because I know you love your sweet stuff, to taste test a Mars and a Twix and see if you could tell the difference, like blindfold you, and see if we could get to the bottom if really there is a difference. But obviously we can't do that because they've taken Twix from us.
I want to get invested in this investigation. I just, you have got so much time on your hands. You need another job or something.
Everyone's in isolation at the moment. What else are we supposed to be doing?
Go to six different stores to try and find Twix-flavoured pods.
I went to three.
Go get a job, man.
I went to three because I was doing this for the Golden Valley. This is for our listeners. This isn't just for me. It isn't just for you. This is for everyone.
You know my rule on the show. If you're going to talk about food, right, and this goes for anyone out there that wants to come on the show, any interviews, if you mention food, that's fine. But you have to bring some in.
Well, I've brought the Mars ones in. You just don't get the Twix because they're not a thing anymore. Are you disappointed that you don't have the Twix ones? Because I've brought you a packet.
Just working out whether I break my fast with some Twix or with some Mars bar pods or not.
Well, I reckon you should. But I do want to put the call out, not for anyone right now, but if you are popping into a servo over the weekend across the Goulburn Valley, maybe another supermarket, and you see a Twix, send us a picture because I'm calling it now. It's the 14th of May. They're gone.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
You know what? You might need to take a fact with you because a fact a day keeps the doctor away and something's happening over on that side of the desk.
I think I need a coffee and a fact.
Yeah. Well, we can do that. I'll give you the fact now and then we go to ads. You can get yourself a coffee.
Alrighty, what have you got?
In the 19th century, it was considered cruel and unusual punishment to serve lobster to prisoners.
Oh.
Because lobsters was basically the 1800s equivalent of rats.
Really? It wasn't a classy dish.
It wasn't back then, no. So in the 19th century, prisoners were eating better than I ever have. I'm yet to eat lobster.
Really? Judging by the prices at, you know, Woolies or Coles when you buy one or even at the seafood markets in Melbourne, believe me, it's not for prisoners.
Yeah, you'd nearly lock yourself up for that.
Yeah.
To get fed like that well.
Literally. Imagine that. You're eating better in jail. I don't understand the difference between a lobster and a rat and how they would even correlate the two.
They probably just thought they were pests or something. I don't know. Until they've tasted that delicious lobster.
Who decided it was a delicacy then?
Interesting. I tell you what, I've got another food one that I'll throw you straight away though because it's similar. Chicken wings. I love chicken wings. I know you do.
I had some for dinner last night.
Yeah, you're a big fan of the wingdings. You love a wingding.
Honey soy.
Until 1964, chicken wings were considered a waste product and discarded. Teresa Bellissimo, co-owner of Anchor Bar in Buffalo, New York, had the idea to fry the wings and dip them in her husband's Frank's sauce, inventing the Buffalo wings. Imagine 1964, you're not getting them.
What a genius. When you think about it, and this is why I don't try to think about my food because I'm a very visual person, although if I think about it too much, I'll become a vegan. It's pretty gross when you see a little poor little chicken with their wings. Imagine just breaking that off and then that's what we eat, and not to mention how many we eat as well. I had eight last night.
I do like them, though.
They're so good.
I mean, you and I both aren't vegans or vegetarians, so we can eat our chicken wings and we can think about their little wings and eat them.
But I don't think about them. I just eat it because it's delicious. I try not to picture it, otherwise I know I will go vegan. Here's one for all my fellow lefties out there. You're not a lefty, are you? I don't know what you are.
I think these days politics is too similar. If you go back in time, the true Australian history, they really fought each other. These days it's who can get the Greens on side. I don't know.
Talking about left feet and right feet, but good for you. Not talking about politics.
Oh, jeepers, this took a turn for the worse.
I was trying to figure out where you were going for a second there. I'm talking about left-handed people.
Well, you always go on about lefties in the office in terms of politics, so I was like, here he goes again.
Not talking about Daniel Andrews.
Here's a fun fact about everyone.
All you Daniel Andrews fans out there. No, people like me, left feet.
I'm right-handed.
Are you right-footed as well?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. That's so good. Here's a little win, because back in my grandparents' day, we're only going back 40, 50 years. If you were left-handed like me, you get slapped and hit across the wrist at school till you trained yourself to be right.
See, I've heard about all these weird ideas they had about that.
Here's a small win for us lefties. I'll go
lefties
back to the start.
In terms of
Neil Armstrong, first person to walk on the moon. First stepped foot on the moon with his left foot forward.
Very interesting.
Lefties are therefore better.
I wonder if he's left or when it comes to politics.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie
on Hit 96.9.
Now, Greater Shepparton City Council Mayor Seema Abdullah was supposed to join us on the show. Unfortunately, we haven't been able to get her on, but we did want to clear up some grey areas that people have regarding the COVID-19 restrictions being lifted a little bit here in Victoria. Now, if you do follow Dan Andrews, our Premier, on Facebook or social media, last night he did a great post which did clear up some questions. He just put some easy Q&As up there and he gave an explanation of what we can and can't do.
I mean, I'm sure his team did it, but we'll go with it.
He's a busy, busy man. He's been typing away doing slideshows.
All right, Herbs, I'm going through some of the ones that I found interesting. Someone asked, these are like the frequently asked questions. Can I go for a drive now?
Yes, you are able to go for a drive. Driving for practice is also permitted, as well as attending driving lessons, because we know there was that L-plater a couple of weeks back that did get done when
That's
she drove
right.
too far. So at the same time, Victorians are being asked to be considerate, but you can do your driving lessons and go for a drive.
I'm caring for an elderly loved one who lives alone. Can I go visit the elderly now?
Yes, but take extra care. So older people are especially vulnerable to coronavirus. So if you're delivering meals, think about leaving a package on their doorstep and still keep that physical contact to the minimum.
Good to know. A lot of people here in the GV love to go fishing. Goulburn River, Murray River, wherever they like to go, Broken. Can we go fishing and boating now?
Under the new directions, fishing, hunting and recreational boating are all allowed in groups
yes.
of no more than 10 people, and you must ensure that a 1.5 metre distance can be maintained between yourself and others, including you at the boat ramp and on your boat.
Fire the boat up, boys. We're going to Lake Mawala this weekend. How good's that?
How are you good at fishing?
Yeah, I used to love fishing. I come from a family, my dad, my uncle, grandfather, all massive fishermen. Yeah, but I've always been an ocean fisherman, not so much freshwater here. It's obviously it's freshwater.
Yeah.
Not so good. can I visit visitors in my home?
You can have visitors in your home. You can have up to 5 visitors at your home at any one time, in addition to those who normally live there. So children are counted in the total person limit. So say you want to have your couples come over with their kids, that's got to be 5.
Yeah, there's a bit of music going around the Goulburn Valley last night, I reckon. Last night was the first one.
On that one.
First time you can have more than one person over. I reckon a few people had a couple of dinner parties. This is interesting, this one. You're having a barbecue in a back garden, so it's outside where you're allowed 10 people. However, you're only allowed 5 people inside. If you're having a barbecue in your back garden, 5 or 10 people.
Under the new directions, you can have up to 5 visitors to your home in addition to those who would normally reside in the household. Your home includes indoors and outside areas of the house.
Right. Okay, that makes sense.
Keep making it all one.
Now, you live with 2 other girls. There's 3 of you in the house. Can each of your housemates have 5 people each over, or is it only between the 3 of you 5 people are allowed to come over?
No, unfortunately, you cannot have that. You can only have a maximum of 5 visitors, which includes, so us 3 living in my house, and then we can have 5. I can't have 5 each.
This is interesting. I'm just reading this last one here. Can I go to the park? You can now go to the park as long as we keep 1.5 metres, and you can now have a picnic and play non-contact sports as well.
Which
obviously
is
10 people though.
And heading into the weekend, I know a lot of people are asking this one, how far can I travel to see people? Can I stay over at a mate's place? The answer for this one here in Victoria, while there's no limit on the distance you can travel, you shouldn't visit friends and family so far away that you have to stay overnight.
Okay.
There's some asterisks on that one, obviously, because then it comes into play. Family comes into play, mental health. There's a lot around that one, but that is your stock standard answer at the moment.
Where are you going, Josiah? Off to see my partner. You don't have one. How do you know? Prove it.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie
on Hit 96.9.